أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran and the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا, I'd like to relook at the ayah we began yesterday, which was the last ayah, which begins with يا أيها الذين آمنوا, and this is Surah number 66, Surah At-Tahrim, Ayah 8. We looked at the first part yesterday. Today, let's have an overview of the ayah, starting from the beginning right to the end. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. So turn to Allah with a sincere turning. We talked about it being sweet, but in essence, it's talking about a total life-changing turning towards divinity. In other words, towards one's full potential, focusing on the goal ahead. And he says, when you do that, when you make that life-changing decision to turn towards him, عَسَى رَبُّكُمْ أَن يُكَفِّرَ عَنْكُمْ سَيَّاتِكُمْ, maybe your Rabb will cover your sins. He will remove your evils. وَيُدْخِلْكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ, and he will make you enter gardens beneath which rivers flow. Then he says, يَوْمَ لَا تُجْزِي اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ. Allah will not humiliate, he will not abase the Prophet and those with him. So by extension, it's trying to tell you and me, the moment you make this life changing decision of turning towards Allah, then immediately you are in the vicinity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's phenomenal. And then what is the advantage of them? Nuruhum yas'a bayna aydihim. They have energy, they have divine energy, their light as such is before them, it precedes them. وبأيمانهم, and with their right hands. Now maybe we can look at it as the aura a spiritual being has, somebody who you look at and you think of divinity, and it's that aura that goes before them, and when you see them you're drawn to them. And you know what they say, yaquluna, they say, rabbana atmim lana nurana, complete this energy for us right till the end of our journeys, complete it for us, complete this light for us. And then they say, waghfir lana, forgive our mistakes, cover us, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir, you have power over everything. So let's now take an overall view of what we should take back from this ayah. Number one, we should make a decision, a sincere, a total decision, a life-changing decision, a paradigm shift, that we will turn towards divinity. In other words, we will seek our full potentials. By extension, we will seek Jannah in the dunya and in the Akhirah. Everything we do will relate to the Akhirah. And if I can put it in a nutshell, obedience to Allah in serving His creation. And it's phenomenal. And that means that we get an aura about us that is a divine aura. There is a hadith of Imam Sadiq which says, when people look at you, they see us. When they see us, they see Allah. And that's what we're supposed to be. That when somebody looks at us, we're able to manifest and reflect the attributes of Allah. Like the Prophet says, تَخَلُّكُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourselves the akhlaq of Allah. So we end up having an energy around us that is able to draw people. Maybe I can quote the hadith of Imam Ali when he says, live so that people want to be with you, die so that they weep for you. And always waghfir lana, forgive us our sins, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. It's just phenomenal. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us amongst those who turn towards Him, amongst those whose light is completed, who reflect divine energy, and amongst those who are forgiven. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.